But Hispanic businesses, small businesses, have been really one of the things that have regenerated the economic life in Patterson, whether it's a grocery store, a clothing store, or a barber shop, service industry stuff, but or an insurance agency, or whatever, party shop. That those have been the ways people have expanded. I'll mention one of his best clients is a Cuban guy who started out with a local grocery store in an area that was especially crummy some years ago and has gotten much better, partly because of what he's done there. His grocery store expanded. He now has a, it's a miniature supermarket. He then wound up getting a variance and building on an abandoned lot next to him a little mini mall, and it's literally called that, mini mall. And there's a party supplies place and a pizzeria type place, and I think there's definitely a laundromat. There's a barber shop and who knows what, nice little place like that. And you've seen developments like that happen with some people who turn little neighborhood stores into much bigger enterprises. There are karate schools run here by Hispanics here. There's all kinds of things, which don't necessarily go by. With the exception, I think, perhaps of the Dominicans being heavily entrenched in the grocery store business, I don't know that you could really say that of anyone else. There aren't that many Cubans left anymore, but I think the Cubans were originally a lot in the grocery business. But one Cuban of a client of ours is who used to work in the Ford plant in Mahwah till it closed, now runs a local dog training school for both security dogs as well as breeding dogs, show dogs. You'll find unusual things like that people wind up developing here. But the can't pinpoint anything particularly Puerto Ricans have gone into, different things. Peruvians, all of the above. Same with the Ecuadorians. There are a number of the Argentines. There are a few Argentine businessmen downtown. One I can think of was a plumbing supply business. Actually, he's retired to Florida. His son runs it. Another one who has a VCR electronics equipment kind of place. Lots of small businesses, some of them more prosperous than others, but all sorts of different areas they've gone into, and not anything particularly group specific in terms of industry. We have a lot of Koreans now, by the way, who dominate a lot of the downtown electronics and jewelry type business in the downtown stores.
Not along Main Street there.
Well, Main and Market and some of the side streets, Ellison and whatnot, quite a number of Korean stores downtown, like probably close to 100, I think.